Angel looked at me for a moment, and we both struggled to keep a straight face. "Perhaps she will," he said, and he turned back to his work. "Why don't you go ask her?" "Hasta luego, Angel," I said. "Almost certainly," he answered, head down over the plastic bag. There was a rumor going around a few years back that Detective Migdia LaGuerta got into the Homicide Bureau by sleeping with somebody. To look at her once, you might buy into that. She has all the necessary parts in the right places to be physically attractive in a sullen, aristocratic way. A true artist with her makeup and very well dressed, Bloomingdale chic. But the rumor can't be true. To begin with, although she seems outwardly very feminine, I've never met a woman who is more masculine inside. She was hard, ambitious in the most self-serving way, and her only weakness seemed to be for model handsome men a few years younger than she was. So I'm quite sure she didn't get into homicide using sex. She got into homicide because she's Cuban, plays politics, and knows how to kiss ass. That combination is far better than sex in Miami. LaGuerta is very, very good at kissing ass. A world-class ass kisser. She kissed ass all the way up to the lofty rank of homicide investigator. Unfortunately, it's a job where her skills at posterior smooching were never called for, and she was a terrible detective. It happens. Incompetence is rewarded more often than not. I have to work with her anyway, so I have used my considerable charm to make her like me. Easier than you might think. Anybody can be charming if they don't mind faking it, saying all the stupid, obvious, nauseating things that a conscience keeps most people from saying. Happily, I don't have a conscience. I say them. As I approached the little group clustered near the cafe, LaGuerta was interviewing somebody in rapid-fire Spanish. I speak Spanish. I even understand a little Cuban. But I could only get one word in 10 from LaGuerta. The Cuban dialect is the despair of the Spanish-speaking world. The whole purpose of Cuban Spanish seems to be to race against an invisible stopwatch and get out as much as possible in 3-second bursts without using any consonants. The trick to following it is to know what the person is going to say before they say it. That tends to contribute to the clannishness non-Cubans sometimes complain about. The man LaGuerta was grilling was short and broad, dark, with Indio features, and was clearly intimidated by the dialect, the tone, and the badge. He tried not to look at her as he spoke, which seemed to make her speak even faster. "No, no hay nadie afuera," he said softly, slowly, looking away. "Todos están en café." Nobody was outside. They were all in the café. "¿Dónde estabas?" she demanded. "Where were you?" The man looked at the bags of body parts and quickly looked away. "Cocina, the kitchen. Entonces yo saco la basura. Then I took out the garbage." LaGuerta went on, pushing at him verbally, asking the wrong questions in a tone of voice that bullied and demeaned him until he slowly forgot the horror of finding the body parts in the dumpster and turned sullen and uncooperative instead. A true master's touch. Take the key witness and turn him against you. If you can screw up the case in the first few vital hours, it saves time and paperwork later. She finished with a few threats and sent the man away. "Indio," she spat, as he lumbered out of earshot. "It takes all kinds, detective," I said, "even campesinos." She looked up and ran her eyes over me slowly, while I stood and wondered why. Had she forgotten what I looked like? But she finished with a big smile. She really did like me, the idiot. "Hola, Dexter. What brings you here?" "I heard you were here and couldn't stay away. Please, detective, when will you marry me?" She giggled. The other officers within earshot exchanged a glance and then looked away. "I don't buy a shoe until I try it on," LaGuerta said, "no matter how good the shoe looks.